A new proposal coming out of the Veterans Affairs Department could strip the agency's senior executives of their rights to appeal to the Merit Systems Protection Board if they face disciplinary action. It would reclassify VA SESers as Title 38 employees rather than Title 5. Both VA congressional committees are working with the department on that proposal. As Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco reports, the mere idea is stirring up criticism. Nicole, this is a big change, and I guess people are worried about it spreading to the rest of the government. What is VA exactly proposing here?
They want to reclassify VA members of the Senior Executive Services Title 38. They're Title 5 employees right now, and that means that they have the right to appeal to the Merit Systems Protection Board if they get fired or demoted. Now, they wouldn't have those rights if they were classified under Title 38. So Deputy VA Secretary Sloan Gibson, he actually introduced this idea himself to the chairman and ranking member of the House VA Committee early last week. Now, we heard about this only because of a VA budget hearing last week with that House VA Committee. Here's VA Secretary Bob McDonald.
It seemed to us like the Merit System Protection Board judges didn't understand the intent of Congress or our intent in punishing those employees. As a result of that, we had a discussion last night with the chairman and the ranking member about an idea we had. It was actually Deputy Secretary Gibson's idea that we make all VA employees Title 38 so that because we are like a business. If we were a company, we'd be a Fortune 6 company. Treat everybody in VA as a Title 38 employee, which would give us more flexibility in terms of paying them competitively in the medical community, as well as giving us greater flexibility in disciplining them without all of the things that happen with the senior executive service. So we have put that proposal forward. We have to do a lot more work on it. It's just preliminary, but we're going to work with the chairman and the ranking member to do that.
That was VA Secretary Bob McDonald. Now, a congressional staff member told me that the House and Senate VA committees will include Gibson's proposal in their discussions as they continue to work on a couple of different pieces of veterans legislation. The plan is to package all of that together into one. The staffer told me that this is going to be a hard sell in Congress, as we can all imagine. And he also mentioned that the disciplinary process can often take as many as 700 days for a Title 38 employee.
And what are the reactions you're getting? What are you hearing about this?
So perhaps not surprising, the Congress is for this. McDonald and Gibson talked this over with the Senate VA committee as well. And Senate Chairman Johnny Isaacson seems to be on board. A spokesperson for his committee told me that he's happy that the secretary is recognizing the need to improve accountability at the department. And House VA Chairman Jeff Miller seems to have a similar thought as well. But I spoke to a former government executive who has knowledge of the VA. This person wanted to remain anonymous. And the idea here is that this mere proposal, the mere thought that we're bringing this up to begin with, the possibility just weakens the department's credibility. That's what this former executive told me. This person told me that it contradicts the whole argument VA has been pushing for over the past couple of months. We've heard these VA leaders say you can't fire your way to excellence. People are going to believe, though, what you do and not what you say. The former Fed also told me that news of this proposal would have an impact on morale, so, and not in a good way. It's not going to help the VA attract employees to the SES. This person says that VA is aligning itself with the critics on the Hill, not its employees. And it's already difficult to recruit new talent to the VA. McDonald said at that same budget hearing last week that applications for available positions at the VA are down 75%, which is pretty huge.
Wow.
Yeah. And this proposal would reclassify roughly 350 employees under Title 38. That's according to the Senior Executives Association, who, as you might imagine, is not thrilled with this proposal either. They used words like farcical to describe the proposal in a statement that they released last week. And they mentioned that this whole idea, they're only focusing on a few career employees, not the systemic problems that we see as a whole.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's reporter Nicole Agresco. So what is VA's history like with the Merit Systems Protection Board? What's driving this whole idea in the first place?
Right. So Congress has been very critical of senior leaders at the VA. They've said that they haven't done enough to dismiss or punish employees who were involved in these scandals. But again, we've heard McDonald and Gibson stand by the same claim over and over. They are holding employees accountable. Secretary McDonald said back in January that 2,600 employees had been fired since he got to the department about 18 months ago. But it seems like every few months we hear about a new problem there. The most recent is what's going on with Kimberly Graves and Diana Rubens. They're the ones that are accused of using their positions to abuse the relocation program at the VA. And if you remember, they were demoted, but that decision was actually just overturned by MSPB. And the judge's argument here was that VA's punishments for Graves and Rubens weren't consistent with the punishments they gave to the two other people that were involved in the same scandal. Now, VA Deputy Secretary Sloan Gibson has said that he's reopening that investigation for those senior executives that were involved. And the former government executive told me VA leaders are bending to the criticism on the Hill, and what they should really do is find a way to strengthen their cases when they go up against the MSPB. This person says that if the department really wants to win, what it needs to do is gather some rock-solid evidence. And there's a lot of evidence that comes out of the VA Inspector General office that is actually not very good. Gibson expressed a similar frustration with the IG before. He said that the IG investigations, they take too long. For this particular case, he said the IG picked and chose different bits of evidence to put in the report that would ultimately support a conclusion that the IG wanted to reach. So now, if all of this passes, the big question here is, what does this exactly accomplish? Now, the former federal executive told me, not much. VA leaders are going to continue to lose a lot of goodwill in the department, and criticism from Congress will probably only continue.
I guess the technical term for the situation here is hairball, because you've got management issues that can't deal with what's happening under them. You've got people at the senior executive level that feel beset by this whole system. You've got the IG under question for whether the quality of the work coming out of the IG is any good. And then you've got Congress watching this happen. So question is, does this have a good chance in Congress? It seems as if almost as if they would be punishing the wrong people.
Right. I think we've heard over and over again that it's not necessarily a problem with the employees themselves and the decisions that the MSPB is coming to. It's more of the investigation itself, the case that the agency builds and then presents to MSPB. Those cases aren't strong enough if they really want to see that employee punished or fired or demoted in some way. And so what this former federal executive told me is that really the VA needs to work on how it builds those cases.
Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco, thanks for that report.
Thank you.
Read Nicole's story and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.